There are 21,000 students enrolled at the University of Nevada, Reno, and all of them have been moved online. This transition to online coursework has resulted in some growing pains. KUNR's Jaden Perez checked in with students and professors at UNR to gauge their reactions to the changes at the university.
Matt Henderson is in his first year of postgraduate work at UNR. The medical engineering student used to rely on in-class lectures for help with the material, but when the university transitioned, he's had to approach his work differently.
I have been entirely, almost, relegated to working from the online materials and working from the lecture slides that really take away a lot of the important context and really key information, not only for what is being presented, but for how to interpret it all.
Henderson said he appreciated the work done by professors and staff in helping students adjust. However, he did take issue with some of the administration's choices and how they handled their response to the coronavirus pandemic.
I think that the administration still had a lot of things that they were playing catch up with, that not only did they not have a plan for the coronavirus, but they didn't have any kind of plan for a university shutdown in any context.
Junior journalism major Michelle Werdan was studying abroad at Maastricht University in the Netherlands this semester. She was surprised by how quickly the coronavirus changed everything. And though she's now back in Reno, she still has to work off of Maastricht's time.
My other professor has kept the final exam, and I actually have to be up at 4 in the morning to start that exam because it's due at 7 and we get the exam at 4, so 4 my time.
As of now, classes at UNR are scheduled to remain online until the end of the first summer session on July 10th. Some students have voiced concerns over that decision, but Associate Professor of Voice and Opera Albert Lee is seeing something different occur with his students.
Several students have made some incredible breakthroughs, you know, in their own musical development, and part of that is they have more time to actually process information.
In spite of the growth that Lee's students are experiencing, the current situation poses problems involving music. Computer microphones have difficulty capturing the feel of a live performance, and Lee has worked to keep things consistent.
When you're trying to deal with music via Zoom, adjusting the settings and having quality microphones enhances the experience for both student and instructor alike. So there are certainly some challenges, but classes have continued, you know, with as much normality as possible.
Administration officials say they're planning to reopen the campus by the second summer session, but that could change depending on the pandemic. For KUNR News, I'm Jaden Perez.